So hi, this is Sharon Lipinski, and I am interviewing Gail Polly Nordhaus with Women of Influence. She is the board president, and their giving circle was founded in 2008, but they transitioned from a networking group into a giving circle. So it's kind of an interesting transition that they've made there. So I'm looking forward to talking with you today, Gail.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about your giving circle?
Okay, well, as I said, we started quote-unquote giving circle activities in 2008, which was our first funding year, if you will. We had been a networking group for several years and, organizing golf tournaments, art crawls, and things like that for executive women in the Twin Cities area. And the board of Women of Influence Inc. I think that's exactly what our name is. Actually, we kind of met and decided we'd really like to do something more philanthropic than what we were able to do as a networking organization. And so we spent several months meeting on Saturdays and brainstorming and doing research, and eventually came up with the idea that we would form a giving circle. And being that we were six women at the time, all with full-time jobs, and most of us with families as well, we needed an organization to sort of act as an umbrella for us and provide a lot of backroom support. So we eventually founded our giving circle as the Women of Influence Giving Circle, and we work with, we partner with the Women's Foundation of Minnesota, and they help us with various aspects of our administration.
So tell me a little bit more about what assistance they provide you that you couldn't do yourself. Why did you choose to partner with somebody?
Well, for one thing, is we wanted to make sure, as a networking organization, we were not a 501c3. And what we wanted to do as a giving circle, the purpose of the giving circle was really to get people to contribute to the giving circle, but also have a hand in determining where the money eventually was granted to. And an important aspect of that was that their donations be tax deductible. And so the donations, as the giving circle is formulated right now, they go directly to the Women's Foundation of Minnesota. And that's a fully tax deductible donation. So the bulk of their donation goes there. As a giving circle, we take a $100 donation from each member per year just to cover, other administrative expenses, like to cover catering for our annual party and insurance and things like that.
And then is that check written separately just to Women of Influence? Or
yes, there's two different. Yeah, okay. Two different donations are made, one directly to the Women's Foundation and one as an administrative fee to the Giving Circle.
Okay. And with the one for the 501c3, the part that gets donated, do your members do a check once a year, every month? How does that work for them?
We have an option. You can do our funding year basically is a calendar year. However, we need to know by the end or mid to end of September, how much money we're going to have in the pot, so to speak, so we can determine how much money we can grant and to how many different organizations we can grant to. Mm-hmm. And so, we ask that members either provide the full donation, which is $1,000 per member, by June 15th, or they can pay in installments March, June, and September 15th.
Okay. Installments. Now, tell me a little bit about the causes that you have donated in the past. Do you focus on something specific?
We do. We are a group primarily of executive women, and our focus is all women and girls. And so what we are trying to do is direct our grants to typically smaller nonprofits that are focused on safety and security for women, entrepreneurial math science education for girls, self-esteem building for girls. So really taking girls that are junior high and high school for the most part, that work with different organizations, to take at-risk girls, girls that probably would not typically go to college, and they work with those girls to get them on a college path. They're very successful organizations that we grant to. And then otherwise for women, for older women, it's safety and security, it's shelter, it's protection from domestic abuse, it might be transition from a poor relationship, you know, into transitional housing, it might be transition from chemical dependency into transitional housing, mm-hmm. and education, and, you know, just getting them back up on their feet. So those organizations serve that purpose. So those are sort of the key. This year we also did fund, we gave a small grant to the White House Project, which you may be familiar with, in California. They have offices, a few offices throughout the country, California and Minnesota being two of them, and they provide training for women to run for public office.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah.
And how did you come to choose that organization?
The organizations, because the Women's Foundation is integral in assisting us with our grantee process, and obviously with administrating our funds, 50% of our donations go to grantees that the Women's Foundation is also funding. Women's Foundation has a different pillars that they work in, and we've chosen two of them, Girls Best and Safety and Security under the Social Change Fund. So that's where we pull some of our grantees from.
Mm-hmm.
And then otherwise, our members bring them forward. We ask our members to bring forward grantees that they're interested in funding, grantees that fit under, you know, our charter, so to speak.
Okay.
And then we go. So it's sort of it's a pretty in-depth process. We have an RFP. We send the RFP out through, again, with the assistance of the Women's Foundation, to all of the groups that we would like to consider for funding. Last year, I believe we sent the RFP out to 20 different nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
I think we received 18 or 19 responses back. They were all awesome. They were great. It was the first year that we, last year was our third year of funding. It was the first year that we had to give serious consideration to every single group that responded to the RFP. So we were really excited about that. But then we did have to kind of, you know, skim it down. So the commitment of the members is to read the RFPs and determine, you know, who's going to make the cut for site visits. We then make the cut for site visits. We send 2 to 3 members out to, in this case, I think last year we did 8 different site visits to actually meet with the nonprofits, talk about what they're going to do with the grant should they receive it, you know, just get a feel for their operation.
Mm-hmm.
Each committee, each group that goes out files a report. We all read the reports, we meet and we discuss, and then we get it down to 5 grantees.
Okay. So talk a little bit about the process of winnowing your applicants. Now, do you vote on them as an entire membership? Do you do it? Do you have a committee who does that?
Actually, no, the entire membership votes.
Okay.
They have the opportunity to vote at each step of the grant making round.
And how many members do you have?
22 right now. So
22.
We did $22,000 in grants last year.
Wow. Now, do you spread that out over multiple organizations then?
We did 5 grants last year.
You did 5 grants last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then you have a meeting and you say, okay, so everybody's read through the RSPs, and then you vote mm-hmm. for who's going to get a site visit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So when you were meeting as a networking group, you had 6 members, and now you've got 22 members in your giving circle.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about your growth?
About what?
Your growth, how you've recruited
members. Sorry, our growth. Okay. Well, we had 6 members as a board of the networking group, and then what we'd do is we'd have a golf tournament, or we'd have an art crawl, or you know, some other sort of social event. And the, you know, many women, anywhere from 30 to 60 women would attend those events. And what we wanted to do was take whatever profit we had left over after the events and donate it to a worthwhile charity.
Mm-hmm.
And we just weren't generating very much to donate
mm-hmm.
when we did that. And we really began to feel like we were six glorified event planners.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we just wanted more out of it. So, so we kind of ceased, you know, put a cease and desist on the event planning in 2007. And like I said, we get together on Saturdays. We get together, you know, after work. We probably spent, you know, I don't know, each of us probably spent 50 or 60 man hours during the summer and fall of 2007 meeting, doing research, eventually meeting with the Women's Foundation, and just getting everything kind of teed up to start this giving circle. And so our first year, we started with the six of us in January 2008, and we ended up with 19, and we granted, we did $19,000 in grants.
Mm-hmm.
The next year we grew, we got up to 25, and then last year we fell back to 22.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still at 22, and we're hoping to add some additional members throughout the year, mm-hmm. this year. So, so it's really, really been taking it from what were really great parties to,
mm-hmm.
You know, less parties, more substance. We do have a really great party in December, but that's probably the only really great party we have
mm-hmm.
on the docket. Otherwise, we have really fruitful and meaningful meetings with really great discussion about, you know, what we want to do and what we want to accomplish and who we want to work with.
Mm-hmm. So what have been your biggest challenges in running a giving circle?
I suppose it's really just developing the infrastructure and maintaining the infrastructure. You know, as we got into it, we really realized that we probably needed to do more branding. We needed to beef up our website. You know, we needed to have clearer communication with the members at large. And that this year, that's really been a focus for us, is just communicating to new members with more clarity, communicating with our ongoing members with more clarity. And, you know, right now we're working on restructuring our website some. And, you know, it's really just developing and maintaining the infrastructure so that we're perceived as a really strong professional organization within the for Twin Cities nonprofits to, you know, count on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For those grants each and every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that.
But I have to say, and it, you know, all of us, like I said, we all have full-time jobs, and they're all, for the most part, you know, executive-level positions. And so I think to a person, doing the work for the Giving Circle is something that, while it can be challenging at times, it provides an enormous amount of balance to the rest, you know, for our lives. It's like you're breaking away from the corporate world and you're really focusing on the community around you and trying to fill a need within that community that has a very deep and important meaning, you
mm-hmm.
know, to each individual. Mm-hmm. So that's really the benefit of the Giving Circle. You know, it's great for the community, but I think each and every one of us finds a really true, deep benefit for ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand the difficulty of managing already busy schedules with the Giving Circle. So how much time does your typical member give to your Giving Circle?
Well, it really depends. I mean, what we do is we're very open-minded. Some give, some members, not very many, but some, all they do is they write the check and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even vote. But most of our members vote. I would say 2/3 of our members are very engaged. We have four meetings every year. We have a meeting every quarter for the members at large. We have subcommittees. We have a subcommittee structure. So some of our members, several of our members, are on one of the committees, the marketing committee, the grant making committee, the technology committee. We have, so we have several committees. If you're really fully engaged in the giving circle, you're probably giving 2 to 3 hours, maybe 2 to 3 hours a week. Those of us who are on the board and who are, working on a whole lot of different projects, maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's, during the heavy times, it might be an additional 10 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly a couple hours a week, up to maybe 10 hours a week for a board member. And then for a member at large, anything from just writing a check to maybe spending an hour or two per week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So as you look at what the future holds for your giving circle, what steps do you think you'll be taking next?
Well, we are some things that we have on the agenda. Right now we are working on making our website more user-friendly and accessible to our members. That's important, as well as making it more user-friendly and accessible to those who are interested in joining. So that's a big initiative that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are also working on reaching out to potential members who may not feel comfortable with a $1,000 donation but want to be active and be a member in one way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at kind of categorizing that, if you will, and building a special membership around people who don't want to give $1,000, which is perfectly fine. And we're also taking a good hard look at the components of our membership. Like I said, right now it's pretty much executive women. We had one gentleman last year who gave us a donation, which was great. But looking at reaching out to women who are maybe retired or who have had a professional life, now are not working but still want to be in contact with, a network of professional women.
Mm-hmm.
Or any network whatsoever for that matter, just people who are interested in the community at large.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of looking at a lot of different things, and also just looking at, a big component is the networking component. Most of our members really enjoy the networking component, and so, maybe building in some more activities other than our formal meetings. So,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a lot of things are on the docket that we discuss at our meetings and at our board meetings, and
mm-hmm.
we see a lot of potential for growth and a lot of potential for a lot more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I interviewed Giving Circle, and there are 100 women who care, and they start every meeting with half an hour to an hour worth of just networking and socializing.
Right.
And they have a local place bring in who donates wine, and they think uh-huh. that's a really effective method for happy members in their group as well.
And we do that. I mean, when we have our quarterly meeting, it's usually the first 30 to 45 minutes is wine and cheese and networking,
which is great.
But then we usually typically have a good 90-minute discussion about where we are with different projects and what we want to do next. Sometimes we bring in one of our grantees to say, hey, how's that? How would you do with that money, and how are things going? And it's really interesting, too. We have our celebration in December where we actually give out our grantee checks every year, and then to see the interaction among the different grantees who maybe haven't been introduced to each other previously. And, we get sort of a little network of grantees going sometimes where they start trading off of ideas that they each have, and they start working together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really a cool aspect of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much power in community. So I'm curious that mm-hmm. you were just mentioning that sometimes you'll bring in some of the past grantees. Do you do any mm-hmm. sort of follow-up on the money that you give out?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably something we could do better. But we've been doing this for 3 years. We've done 3 grant rounds, and a couple of them are repeat grantees. So we do stay in touch with them. And we don't ask for a written report or an essay or anything like that, but we like to know what's going on with them. And so that we do keep in touch. And another thing that we're doing, and I think we're doing probably a better job this year than we've done in the past, is, as you know, most nonprofits have different fundraisers throughout the year. And so we're doing a good job of, they contact us when they're going to have a fundraiser or a celebration of some sort. We pass that on to the membership so that they have the option of going if they'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to, again, solidify our relationships with our grantees on an ongoing basis as much as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. So how do you judge your success? I know that being part of a giving circle is rewarding in and of itself, but do you know that you're, when you look at what you're doing, you think we're successful because why?
Well, as I said, last year when we did the grant making round and we received the RFP responses, I think we all thought that was really successful, because in past years, we got great responses, but there were obviously responses from organizations who really didn't understand what we were about as a giving circle.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the responses we received last year really hit the nail on the head. And so one, I would say that we are known in the community. And even though our grants aren't what some people would consider large dollar wise, they're typically between $3,000 and $5,000. They're appreciated and they're desired in the community. And so I think that that's a sign of success.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the fact that we have traction from our membership. So we started with 6, and with all of the committees and whatnot we have now, we have 22 members. Of those 22 members, 20 of them are very, very engaged and dedicated members.
Mm-hmm.
That come to meetings, that have opinions, that that work on committees and are really helpful in solidifying what we started 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a measure of success. And I could go on and on. I'm just really thrilled with what we're doing, and I'm just thrilled with the fact that, we're able to have an impact, a really positive impact with some of the groups that we funded.
Right. Yeah, that's a wonderful feeling. I want to just get in just a couple quick questions before we wrap up. First thing is, if you had to give somebody advice who was starting a giving circle, what would you tell them?
Some advice, is that what you
yeah.
got?
Mm-hmm.
Patience. Patience is good with everything. But it's work, it's not, I don't think, it's as altruistic in nature as it is. I don't think anybody should expect to start one and just, think, hey, look, we're doing something really nice, so give us some money, because it's not that easy. So it's work to get it established. It's work to get the infrastructure in space, and it's continual work. It's like running a company.
Mm-hmm.
We're all running a small nonprofit, and so there's always something to do. And so don't, just go into it eyes open that it is going to be a significant undertaking.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody happened to be in your area in Minnesota and they were listening to this, what would you tell them about why to join your giving circle?
Oh, it's just great. It's fun. We have wonderful members, really dynamic membership, interesting, fun people that are members of the Giving Circle. It's a gateway to the nonprofit community that it's eye-opening. You'll learn a lot about what's going on in our community that maybe isn't so nice, but you'll end up being very hopeful of being able to have a positive impact. And, you meet the grantees, and not only do you meet the grantees, the people who run the nonprofits that we grant to, who are all great people, you're amazed by how far they can stretch a dollar, but then you also meet the girls and women involved, primarily with the Girls Best, in the girls' organizations. We meet a lot of the young ladies in junior high and high school mm-hmm. whose organizations we're providing grants to, and it's refreshing. It's a breath of fresh air to meet and see how wonderful all the young people in our community are.
Mm.
It's heartwarming.
Yeah. Gail, was there anything that I should have asked you that you would have liked that I would have asked you that you'd like to talk about now?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I know I've kind of been running on here about how wonderful it is. So
that's how an interview works. So it was perfect.
Okay.
Well,
great.
Yes, thank you, Gail, so much for sharing your valuable time. I know you're busy. And
thanks
for sharing your thoughts and your advice with the rest of us.
Well, you're very welcome. And have a great afternoon out there in California.
You too. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Bye.